I'm Barbara Lewis. Health insurance coverage has been in the news a lot lately, if you haven't noticed. We have two stories on that topic for you now. First, the Affordable Care Act continues to enroll more adults. There's an older insurance program for children that could come to an end this year if Congress doesn't reauthorize it. So we asked our health policy analyst, Dr. Erin Carroll, to explain what the CHIP program is and what it means for children's health care.
So not too long ago, back in the 80s and 90s, the rates of uninsurance amongst children were pretty much comparable to those of adults. And while we can make a solid argument that perhaps, you know, adults are making a conscious choice about whether to be insured or not, or making choices to spend money on some things or others, it's hard to blame children. I mean, we can't really tell them to work harder and go make more money. And so a number of different policies were put in place over those two decades, specifically two big policies, to try to reduce uninsurance amongst children. The bigger of them was SCHIP, or the State Children's Health Insurance Plan, which raised the rates at which we would provide children with public insurance. Instead of just sort of doing Medicaid up to 100 or 133% of the poverty line, it significantly increased the level of income that families could make, and still we would provide insurance to children. And it really made a monstrous difference in how many kids were uninsured. And the number of children who are uninsured dropped dramatically compared to those of adults, such that with the exception of the elderly, you know, of course, all of whom pretty much get Medicare, children are perhaps the most highly insured group in America.
So what is happening now in Congress? As I understand it, funding for CHIP is scheduled to run out at the end of this fiscal year.
Yes. So CHIP has to be reauthorized. It's not a forever program like Medicare. And the last time it was reauthorized, there was a debate going on about, do we need it anymore now that the Affordable Care Act is in place? And a number of politicians thought, yes, we still do. We need to make a transition. We don't want to disrupt things too much to begin with. And so CHIP was reauthorized through the next year, through this year now, 2015. And it is at that point going to sort of be out of funding. And the question will be at that point whether we continue to reauthorize it or whether we let it go and hope that the Affordable Care Act and the Medicaid expansion pick up the slack.
Okay, so let's take the arguments for keeping it funded and for just going to the exchanges.
Well, the arguments for keeping it funding have a number of reasons to sort of say that that's the case. The first being that CHIP is very generous. It can have an actuarial value of, you know, over 90%, meaning that people who get CHIP or kids who have CHIP, the vast, vast majority of healthcare expenses are paid for by the government and not put on individuals. You have to remember that, you know, a silver plan in the exchange has an actuarial value, say, of 70%, and a bronze plan could be 60%, meaning that families will be responsible for much more of the healthcare expenses than they would be if kids remained on CHIP. There are also differences with respect to networks and who takes CHIP versus who takes some of the plans that come in through some of the exchanges. And so there could be disruptions as well amongst providers for kids to get insurance. You have to remember that the narrow networks that are so popular amongst, you know, insurance companies and wonks for trying to drive down healthcare spending, there sometimes aren't that many providers that cater to children. There may be only one children's hospital in a state or, you know, a number of pediatric specialists. And if they don't accept that plan that's being offered in the exchange that people have decided to buy, then kids' access will be significantly reduced.
So it sounds like there's a danger, and a very real danger, of children being uninsured, a lot more children being uninsured because, you know, for a variety of reasons, it may be that the parents just can't afford the coverage. And we'll go, you know, and from there, I mean, you named it a number of pitfalls.
Yeah, I mean, uninsured. And also what we would call underinsured, meaning that even if they do have a plan, the amount that it will cost them out of pocket to get care can hurt the family's finances or result in them not getting care. It's also important to point out what we like to call the family glitch, where the way it works right now is that the jobs are mandated, or they will suffer an employer penalty in the future, to offer health insurance and have it be partially subsidized to their employees. They're not mandated to offer it to their employees' families. And if you are offered a plan for yourself by your employer and you say, no, instead I want to go buy something on the exchange, you can't get a subsidy. Which means that if you offered me a plan, for instance, and I said, no, I need to go buy a family plan, and I went to the exchange, even if I made a little bit of money, I could get no subsidy, which means that there are people who won't be subsidized to buy family plans or plans for their children because they're offered an individual plan at work and not a family plan. I will tell you that as healthcare spending goes, it's shockingly cheap. I mean, kids are very cheap in general. And even when we talk about Medicaid or SCHIP, we're talking in the, you know, single digits to perhaps low tens of billions of dollars a year versus the hundreds of billions of dollars a year that we're going to spend on Medicare every year. So reauthorizing these is a number greater than zero, but it is nowhere near what we usually talk about when we talk about healthcare spending.
You keep an eye on Washington. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, is there political will to renew it?
I usually, when it comes to kids, people usually get behind it, especially because when we talk again about how much money it costs versus how much benefit you're going to get out of it, CHIP is relatively cheap. The one thing that's going to be difficult and different this time around is that there's a reasonable argument to be made that, you know, once we put the Affordable Care Act in place so that states wouldn't have to be responsible for sort of state health insurance plans like this. And, you know, this, the ACA was supposed to save, you know, states money by transitioning a lot of these kids onto exchange plans or to plans through people's jobs. I think that we will need to fix the family glitch, though, in order to make that argument hold weight. Because as long as we can't, you know, get people subsidies to buy their kids plans or to buy plans for their families, they can only get those subsidies for themselves, and they can't get them at all if employers are only offering plans to individuals, it'll be hard to make an argument that the ACA is really covering kids as well as it should.
All right. Dr. Aaron Carroll, we'll see how this one turns out.
Thank you.
Dr. Aaron Carroll is a professor of pediatrics at the Indiana University School of Medicine, and he also runs the Center for Health Policy and Professionalism Research.